I was aghast yesterday when I asked the question from the minister initially at the Justice Committee meeting yesterday, and I asked how many, did we know how many were international protection applicants were coming via Northern Ireland into the South seeking international protection. And her initial answer was that there was a substantial amount. And when I pressed her further for more clarity and more detail in her answer, she responded by saying that it was higher than 80% that were seeking asylum here in the Republic that crossed over from Northern Ireland. So I must say, and I know other members were taken back by that response. I had no idea that it was as high as that, but it clearly indicates that we have a problem, and it's something we need to get a handle on and fairly quick. Now, this morning, I have written to the Garda Commissioner just seeking some information in what exactly the RD are doing at the moment in relation to checks, what checks are being carried out across the border from Donegal to Louth, and have we any idea where exactly these people are crossing over? Are they crossing from Derry to Letterkenny? Are they crossing from Armagh to Monaghan, or from Belfast via Dundalk? So I look forward to that response, and I suppose that'll give us maybe an indication of what checks are being undertaken by the Gardaí currently. But these figures would appear to suggest that much more needs to be done in this area to try and get a handle on it. Now, I understand, and as your listeners would know, there's in excess of 208 border crossings between Northern Ireland and the South, and we have an open border, and everyone wants that to remain. But clearly, we need to do something in conjunction with the UK to try and get a handle on what's going on.
As you mentioned, the border there, is that what the issue is, that these asylum seekers are coming from mainland Britain into Northern Ireland and then crossing the border? Is there no checks at all there at the moment?
Well, I don't know is the simple answer to that. That's why I've written to the Garda Commissioner, just to see exactly what is going on, what checks, if any, are taking place. Now, the Minister, in a response to me yesterday, did indicate that they were in constant contact with the authorities in the UK, and that they were also speaking to the PSNI in relation to this. I haven't got the full picture. This only happened yesterday that this was revealed, so I'll be interested to find out what kind of response I get from the Garda Commissioner in relation to where we are here and now, what checks have been taking place, and where have they been taking place, and in how are those checks set up, and where, and what plans have we to step up these checks to see if we can try and get some control on the numbers that would appear to be crossing the border.
Because we do know that the system here in the Republic is already under severe pressure.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And we also have an additional burden of what they call secondary movements. That's where somebody that comes from wherever, and they arrive in some European state, say Paris, for example, and then they move from Paris to Dublin. I think up to 50 to 70% of those coming here are classified as secondary movements. So, and then there's a difficulty in getting the state in which, the European state in which they first arrived, there seems to be difficulty getting them to accept them back because of the processes involved. So there's a lot that needs to be done here, and done here fairly fast, and we need more cooperation with our EU counterparts as well, in order that we can bring some fairness and transparency into the system, because clearly, as everyone knows, we clearly can't continue to take the numbers that are coming in here. We only have to, I'm talking to you here from Dublin this morning, and on the way in I can see people out on tents on the streets, and clearly we're getting to a point where we can't take any more. So the Irish people have been more than generous in the response, not just to international protection that are genuinely fleeing war-torn areas, but also in relation to the response to Ukrainians who have come here as well. And I've no doubt that we'll continue to do that. And it's important that genuine people, we help them out. But those that are abusing the system, we need to be more robust in how we handle those applications as well.